why you do it. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are on. Well, as we promised you, we said we would have on Ted Pike tonight with his niece. First time having his niece, Harmony Grant, who also writes columns on his website, www.truthtellers.org. You definitely want to go to that website. And we'll be talking with the two of them in just a few moments. In fact, we'll say hello to them right now. Let me say hello to Harmony Grant first. Hello, Harmony.
Hi.
Good to have you aboard.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and you have Uncle Ted with you tonight, right?
Yes, I do.
Ted Pike, good evening.
Yes, good evening, Rick.
All
Thanks
right.
For having us.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure. First time we've had Harmony on, and she is quite a prolific writer. And she just joined truthtellers.org, I guess, what, about a year or two ago, was it?
Well, actually, she's I've been nurturing her from the cradle for this role. So it's she's actually gotten on the website in the last year, but I've had intentions for her for a long time.
Great, indeed. And Harmony, you have written some great columns recently on various subjects. Of course, the so-called hate speech bill in Congress, or bills, I should say. You've also written a little bit about chaplains and Operation Keelhauling of the chaplains. So tonight we'll talk a little bit about each of those and your viewpoints and how you came to be so involved in this movement. So we'll do that tonight. And I should just ask you, Ted, first off, what is the latest on the hate bills in Congress?
Well, right now, the House and Senate, of course, are still in recess. They'll be coming back next Monday. I've been turning my attention to a very ominous bill, which may well pass in the Oregon State Legislature, SB 2, which gives basically homosexuals the right to be employed within certain aspects of church organizations. Very, very frightening legislation,
mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that.
Sure. All right. We'll do that. And also, we will invite callers to participate, as we always do, and we welcome your questions and comments. And again, tonight, we do have a dynamic duo with us, so remember the number, 800-313-9443, and things are beginning to heat up in Congress, as you know. It's what's behind the scenes, I think, that sometimes is far more revealing than what is actually going on in front of us. So bear that in mind with these so-called hate bills and the so-called reform bills and other bills that are rearing their ugly heads. Give us a call if you'd like to be on the program tonight. And in the first hour or so, we'll have our two guests, Harmony Grant and Ted Pike, with us to answer your questions and your concerns. All right? And, of course, we welcome you to do this every night, weeknights, 9 to 11 Central Time, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm very happy that we are reaching out to more and more of you out there who are more and more concerned about free speech and the fact that really it's not so free as you're hearing these days lately. We'll return in just a few moments with our guests on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back.
I- I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, it said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SaltWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminate over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enable clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Stack, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home, Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. Excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of Ozarks. Horseback riding, butter skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website, www.howardcreek.com, or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now with both of the guests, Ted Pike and his niece, Harmony Grant. And, Ted and Harmony, I guess, you know, it's best if you would both speak together. You can, just like we're having a roundtable conversation, you can just chime in here. I think it's rather propitious that just today, you know, NBC announced that it was taking care of none other than Imus and Imus's program and putting him on a 2-week suspension because of alleged speech that was particularly deemed to be offensive to certain of the leaders within the so-called black community and others as well. And I got to thinking, said, gee whiz, you know, this is the sort of thing which under a federal hate crimes and hate speech statute that someone like Imus could probably wind up in jail. And am I overreaching when I say that, Ted?
Well, that's certainly where the federal hate law will be taking us. It's a slippery slope which establishes a bias motivation justice system so that it becomes very bad to express bias against fully protected groups such as homosexuals, Jews, etc. And one of the reasons the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, wants to buy it very, very bad is because deep within Christianity and Christian ethics is this aversion, in fact, this repulsion to homosexuality, this bias, if you will, to homosexuality, citing the authority of Leviticus, Romans, and so on. So this call of legislation has a covert intention of basically twisting a knife within evangelical Christianity.
All right, Harmony, do you have any comment on what I just said?
Well, I just think that this is another example of increasing thought control in our society, and we can see in mainstream media how there's wall against any kind of politically incorrect expression or just repeated instances of people being called on the carpet and losing their job for so-called anti-Semitism or politically incorrect comments.
Mm-hmm.
And hate crimes legislation would give the government the power to enforce, by the threat of prison, this kind of political orthodoxy, which goes completely against the grain of the freedom of speech and thought and religion and freedom of the press that is fundamental to America.
You know, I used to think that when it came to things such as blasphemy and sacrilegious speech, that the laws would be invoked, you know, to punish that sort of thing, blasphemous language and so forth, particularly in movies and in live theatrical productions. And lo and behold, my goodness, I find that I'm a relic of the past in that regard, because that is just about the one form of speech today that, as you know, is tolerated and even encouraged in many regards. Yet here we have a man like Reverend Jackson, another self-anointed, individual in the so-called black community, who says he speaks for so-called blacks and Christians, but mostly blacks before Christ, and he has never expressed, to the best of my knowledge, any concern for hateful speech directed at Christians, or particularly at their Savior, Jesus Christ. And yet I'm saying, isn't it interesting that Christ takes a back seat, if I may use the expression, in Reverend Jackson's, entourage and in his world perspective, and others like him, rather than the issue of making comments or levity involving some off-color racial or ethnic joke. So I just find that interesting, that this is how we have been psyched up, if you will, and conditioned psychologically to accept a certain kind of discriminatory federal prosecution and state prosecution with regard to so-called offensive speech, isn't it? Isn't it interesting?
Well, that's a really important thing to emphasize about hate crimes legislation, because supporters of this legislation say that it will help to clean out our public discourse and our society from hate and bias. But in fact, it does the opposite. It chills politically conservative and religious speech and makes that punishable. Well, at the same time, it does not and has not been used to go after, as you're saying, all kinds of blasphemous material that's being created. It seems like it's open to on Christians, but you can't say anything against these various other protected groups. And now there's this push to make that put it into our laws, where it's actually illegal to criticize those groups. But it's fine to criticize Christians.
It all depends on who's in control of the definitions in these hate crimes bureaucracies in Canada, Europe, and now in America, and even in the state level. If you have ADL there, you're going to have a selective morality enforced, in which do you realize that in places like L.A. and New York and so on, they're horrific, very, very high incidence, bona fide hate crimes, as blacks hitting on Chicanos or blacks hitting on Puerto Ricans in New York and vice versa and so on. And they are not pulling any punches. They are using the vilest kind of racial epithets and threats of violence, everything. They're just high-level hate crimes. And these swell the FBI statistics, whereas the actual incidents of a Christian or even a white bashing a homosexual or even qualifying as a hate criminal are very low, relatively speaking. But one of the signs ADL legislation, whether it's in Congress or in our local state houses, is they elevate this supposed bias of Christians against homosexuals as a national epidemic demanding federal intervention.
Yeah. And since when does the federal government have any real authority to be involved in this type of criminal prescription?
It doesn't have any
since
authority.
When? Yeah, I mean, these crimes, so-called crimes, should be addressed, obviously, on a statewide basis, and really should have nothing to do with federal jurisdiction unless these crimes are over state lines or there's something that falls within the purview of the federal government, obviously, yes. Right?
That's right. Our states' rights protect local attorney generals, justice department, and so on from federal intervention, unless there's some kind of really egregious violation of human rights, such as jury tampering or voter fraud or interfering with a person's right to vote or, as you say, crossing state lines where jurisdiction is unclear. In some of those instances, for example, if the government finds slavery going on in the state, they have the right to intervene. But the fact of the matter is that our Constitution gives these states rights to adjudicate on all matters of violence, regardless of how it's motivated in states. And our judges and jury systems can bring into their judgments considerations about bias motivations, extenuating circumstances, and so on, and actually can give extended, exaggerated punishments according that fit the crime.
Yes, and I have to ask you, maybe you can delineate it for us here tonight, Ted and Harmon, with regard to the motivating groups that are behind this change, and this whole change in legal philosophy taking place. Is it exclusively the domain of the ADL types, or have other groups with their own special interest agenda, have they become part of this momentum as well?
Well, historically, the AL, in its seminal A conference at Hofstra University in 1988 laid the groundwork for the so-called model anti-hate laws that now are in something 45 states and are attempting to be established in federal government. That Hofstra conference laid the groundwork. The winner of it, by the way, was Joseph Ribicoff, a Jewish law student who actually proposed in his prize-winning submission that if any leader or leaders of a right-wing organization should have filmed critical homosexuality, they should be arrested. If any, perhaps thousands of members of that organization remained members, they should also be arrested. ADL gave this lost first prize proposal. They threw it in the hopper. And from then on, you see, they radiated out through the states, gathering something like 36 or 47 states to submit to buy into many aspects of their model anti-law proposal. Now, in the course of time, the homosexuals have been enlisted, and they become shock troops for the ADL. The ADL doesn't have any particular love for them, but the ADL knows that historically, homosexuality, the promotion of homosexuality, no other force can break down a Christian civilization. So the homosexuals are very useful to them, but I don't think there's a particular love lost in them.
Well, it's the same, really, as with people like Mo Dee of Southern Poverty Law Center, who would be in the forefront of defending black so-called victims of hate crimes and victims of injustice along the way. No doubt about it, there have been those instances. Yet their real agenda is not to help black Americans or individuals gain individual rights. Quite the contrary. Their whole modus operandi seems to be directed, if you will, undermining the nation, the Christian philosophy of the nation itself, be it flawed or not. I mean, the whole idea is you find a weak spot, and then you take that weak spot and magnify it so you can undermine the whole dominant culture.
Yes.
This is what Marxism and communism has always been all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very
That's
interesting.
Right.
Harmony, did you have a quick comment? Take a break after that?
I get on the top of my head.
I think you're pretty well summed. All right, let's take a break. All right, when we come, we'll have many more questions and comments, and we'll invite the listeners to join with us tonight at 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Public Broadcast Network.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical and premiums. Employees are shouldering the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's prime source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employees all over the country are discovering a rollback insurance using documents HRA accept. Core Documents is the next primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Your insurance agent, and let Core Documents help you with design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see CoreDocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-E, Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of war and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise as nation, kingdom against kingdom, shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of and the Holy Alliance. It includes four books and seven DVDs for information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what's coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free material at F888-211-1715 and 888-211-1715.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's a
healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
No idea it could be healthy.
Yeah, this will boost your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, love to try. I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you go to coffee.biz. Ask for help when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Harmony Grant and Ted Pike are our guest tonight. Together here, the dynamic, or should I say trio, three of us, Rick Adams included. And in the next half hour, we'll begin taking your phone call. Already lining up now. The number, of course, as you know, those of you viewers know, is 800-319-4443. Ted and Harmony, you're about to say something, Ted, and we had a break, but go ahead. Right ahead.
Now I can't remember what's going to say.
All right. Well, I think you know, that the whole subject we're talking about today, of course, the whole business of inconsistency, double standard, discriminatory laws, speaks for itself, doesn't it? Let's face it. Whenever you have a law that is not applied equally across the board, however unconstitutional it may be to begin with, you have a problem. And it certainly feels how the evil Jewish agenda here, the evil Jewish leadership is basically propelling its vested interest and its own agenda, as I've said, with Modi's and people like that, who have taken a very, very, very narrow defense of certain groups as opposed to others, in that they would further their political and religious agenda.
Yeah.
And you've said that many times yourself, Ted, and you've proven it as well as others. So isn't this quite obvious that people no longer who are listening have an excuse to pretend that this does not exist, this plan, this scheme, this plot, if you will. It is obvious, and it's out in the open, and we're seeing it now every day, clearly.
Yes, we are. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have been to Google and watched my 80-minute video called
Yes.
Hate is Making Criminals of Christians. The paper trail, the legislative trail, all lead basically back to B'nai B'rith International, which is the civil liberties branch of a huge Jewish fraternal religious educational organization. B'nai B'rith is truly staggering in its power. It calls itself the voice of organized world Jewry. And what they're trying to do is to link the entire world into a hate crimes bias-oriented justice system in which jurisdiction won't just be local, it won't be federal, but it'll be international. That is what they're working for. B'nai B'rith is establishing right now a huge federal hate crimes Gestapo in Europe with 55 member nations buying into this bias-oriented justice system that all starts with ADL. Before the callers come on, I'd like to, if I could, just describe the battle that's going on in our backyard.
Yes, right in your state of Oregon, sure.
Yes,
sure.
We have absolutely unprecedented legislation which seems to be well on the way to passage. It's all already passed one branch of our state legislature. And what this legislation would do is, number one, it would require all employers, all renters, to have a complete openness to homosexuals in their apartments, in their businesses, and so on. It will become a bias crime, basically a hate crime, to in any way discriminate against a homosexual who wants employment in your business or wants to to rent a bedroom apartment in your house or anything like that with very, very stiff fines. But the real threat to Christianity in this bill is that this legislation forces churches to hire homosexuals for non-spiritual or non-educational aspects of their ministry. What that means is that if a church has a bookstore with employees who will have to hire homosexuals in their Christian bookstores, or perhaps in maintenance of their ground or janitorial services, secretaries would have to be, they would have to hire homosexual lesbian secretaries, even some aspects of administration and bookkeeping and so on. Now, the churches are howling about that in Oregon here because this is unprecedented. There have been some of these bias laws, even affirmative action laws, enacted in other states, but none of them have been invasive as SB 2 now in the Oregon legislature. And what is also frightening about this bill is, you know, there's the question: well, who determines how far the homosexuals can invade my congregation? And that'll be turned over to judges. The judges will have the right now to adjudicate from the bench, saying, you know, this is your primary purpose, a church, educational, spiritual, whatever, and then anything else you do in the way of maintenance of your organization, commercial activities, fundraising, all of that, the judge also has the right to allow homosexuals into that area. And also this legislation is threatening because in an unprecedented way, it establishes a state-funded educational program now which will work to, quote, prevent bias against homosexuals among the school children of our state. And, of course, that prevention is an attempt to strip Christians of influence in biasing or prejudicing their children against homosexuality.
Well, it sounds like the state of Oregon has gone 180 degrees in the opposite direction. Just a few years ago, in the last decade, there was an amendment that was begun, as I'm sure you're aware, that would have banished the homosexual community, if you will. It's a very far-reaching amendment that would have done everything it could, not only to discourage homosexuality, but to do everything to proscribe it.
Yes.
And here we are now going diametrically in opposition. 180-degree turn. Here we are foistering the so-called homosexual agenda upon the people of Oregon. So tyranny, once again, in any form, is raising its ugly head. All right, we'll return in just 3 minutes with our guests.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All righty, we are back now with our two guests. They are uncle and niece, Ted Pike and niece Harmony Grant, and we are talking about this frontal assault on America, the Constitution, our Christian nation, and this entire whirlwind of force of tyranny, if you will. I mean, I really have almost a little difficulty describing it, because it is overwhelming to think in a Christian nation, in a constitutional republic, in an allegedly free nation, that we have proposals like you have just described, even in your own home state of Oregon, Ted, that would do what is totally and completely unconstitutional in these United States. I mean, yeah. This is a tyranny. This is a violation of the premise of church-state separation, which is not a legal doctrine, but it has been established as a precedential doctrine in court history. So here we have the state basically with the power of its own entity on behalf of various special interests trying to make dictates of the Christian churches and religious organizations. That is absolutely, to me, it is the final straw, is it not?
Yeah. Yes. You know, I've been emphasizing the threat of the federal hate bill, and many other new right leaders are now joining this opposition. Our tensions have been on Congress and the federal level, but we have to remember that starting around 1990, the Anti-Defamation League went around to all of the state legislatures and persuaded some 46 of them to adopt some version of that so-called model hate crimes, the statutes, which they set in motion at Hofstra University in 1988. What we have to realize is that once the ADL has set up these hate crimes bureaucracies in the states, they don't seem to be content just with the usual hate law. Now they're going into workplace law. They're going into employment and now also into the churches, and they are basically setting up hate laws, bias crime laws. They're not just interested in, you know, KKK or violent skinheads bashing on gays or whatever. They are interested in Christians now who are biased against homosexuality and who will violate the law by not giving employment or giving shelter in an apartment to a homosexual. You see, the ADL's definition of a hate crime here in the United States is bias motivation coupled with some kind of a violation of the law, both small or great. Now, if you have a Christian who is biased against homosexuality, he's halfway a criminal already. He's a hater, according to the ADL. But if he refuses to abide by SB2 now and refuses to employ or rent an apartment to a homosexual, is he becomes a violator of state law. He becomes a criminal. So you have bias motivation plus violation of the law. That is the recipe for a hate crime, according to the ADL. And in all their other laws, they have triple penalties. They don't have triple penalties for pastors yet in Oregon, but I believe in order to be consistent, they will soon levy that kind of punishment on Christians in Oregon.
You know, they've been doing this even in academic circles, in colleges and universities, where criticism of Zionism as Nazism, Zionism as anti-Semitism, racism, and so forth, has been broached in various classrooms. And they have gotten people, their little footstools in Congress, to actually sponsor legislation that would do the same thing and punish universities, punish colleges that permitted professors and students to discuss these issues on campus, never mind to engage in any sort of divestiture movement or disinvestment movement in Israel. I mean, this is how far they have gone. They've reached into academia. They've reached into government. They've reached into the local community. Now they are going into the churches themselves.
That's right. And, you know, Rick, I just want to tell people that we have to turn our attentions at least part of the time to the state level, because
you see,
the ADL had all this in mind 15, 18 years ago. They said, well, if perchance we can't get the ideal, which is a big federal hate law and hate crimes Gestapo coming from the top, a police state for America, the second best thing is to have our same hate laws ensconced here in the states, you see. And it may be that right now they are getting a little bit nervous that maybe they won't get their big federal hate bill. And I'm getting reports all the time that the state hate laws are being not only beefed up, they are being diversified into workplace environmental laws and so on, and even into the church and so on here. And so, in a word, I would like our audience to come to truthtellers.org. And as I mentioned many times, I have a powerful, simple flyer there called Anti-Hate Laws Will Make You a Criminal. Send that brochure to your state legislatures now. Your members of the Senate and House in your state house have got to see this simple brochure. Yes, it describes the federal hate bill, but it also describes how hate laws have taken away free speech in many countries of the world. And they'll read this and they'll say, hey, wait a minute now. Voting for another hate bill or a workplace bias bill is not a win-win situation, because here's what's happened in other countries, especially Canada to our north.
Yeah, absolutely. And Harmony, you too have done quite a bit of research into these hate speech laws in other countries. And for instance, in Sweden, I know that there have been people like one of the pastors that has been arrested and imprisoned, I believe, now because of a sermon he gave on homosexuality.
Yeah, it's really quite frightening if you read the expansiveness of these speech code laws throughout Europe, and also the European Union has quite strong laws against, quote, incitement to religious hatred, which can certainly be applied to so many situations, like sermons. You could say that if a pastor was preaching against Islam, that he was inciting religious hatred against that religion. And these speech codes are just very harsh and extremely broad language also in many places in Europe, as I've written in some of my articles. And that's where hate crimes legislation will go in our country too. It will quickly go from being punishing bias motivation behind violent crimes to punishing speech acts themselves, and this has been a big push from hate laws supporters and advocates, is to say that when you commit a speech act against someone that expresses hatred or prejudice, you're undermining their equality and their equal opportunity to American life. And so that becomes a crime in itself. And this is the, as Ted said, the slippery slope that this legislation is on, which quickly moves us towards this Orwellian situation where our thoughts and our words are being policed, and you can go to prison for what you say. And that has been the case throughout history, where censorship has been exercised by government, and people have been thrown in jail just for what they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I know that this is the goal. It is really aimed exclusively, I believe, at Christianity. And Christianity, true Christianity now, not the false Christianity of the dispensationalists and so forth, but the true Christian church is under attack now as never before. And Jesus foretold of that day that would come when his enemies would be invoking this type of persecution. And where is it all leading up to? Jerusalem, as you mentioned yourself, Ted, in some of your documentaries, will be the area that will be the city, the central city of worldwide anti-Christianity. And now we're seeing all of this take place and the stage being set for this. But they have to have, first, these laws that will allow for the taking up of individuals from America and Europe and eventually delivered to a world court in Jerusalem, I believe. And we're seeing that right now as we speak, and we're seeing the stage being set. You don't do it without laying the groundwork first, though. You have to lay the groundwork. Global anti-Semitism laws and other laws now requiring the State Department and the government to record these purported hate crimes, incidents of so-called anti-Semitism defined by the ADL and so forth. So isn't this really an escalator where it's building up now from the foundation, so eventually people like yourself and me and others can be hauled before these tribunals in Jerusalem eventually? Don't you think that will happen?
Absolutely. You know, a few years ago, I would never have believed what happened to Ernst Zundel and Jermar Rudolph and mm-hmm. David Irving, in which national sovereignty, national boundaries didn't mean anything anymore. But all the ADL basically had to do was make a request of sovereign governments to deliver up citizens who had not violated the law, or immigrants like Jermar Rudolph, and bring them, deport them back to countries, and then be sentenced to 5 years in prison for what? For simply having another opinion about how many Jews may have been killed in the alleged Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
I would never believe that would happen, but there's an acceleration now, you see, acceleration as we are basically kind of racing toward the finish line. And fortunately, we have, largely thanks to you and many other very cooperative hosts on Alternative Talk Radio, we have brought a tremendous, tremendous amount of protest, especially to the House of Representatives right now. But it's very important. Remember, these people are coming back next Friday, actually this Friday, and in going back into session the following week, and we have to let them know again in no uncertain terms that these hate crimes bill, and we have three of them described with brochures and with articles at truthtellers.org. These hate crimes laws, we've got to fight these hard right now because, as I say, the evil Jewish leadership is anxious to get the job done, get everything wrapped up, and to unite us into a worldwide hate crimes bureaucracy. America is lagging behind. They don't like it one bit. They don't like it how these peasants rise up and blitz the Congress with protest. They want to strap us at the grassroots level. They want to make it impossible for us to exercise our free speech and rights of petition and so on. But we have to. This is an inordinately terribly crucial crisis moment in our history today. It's a watershed moment where if ever we make a call and make plural calls, many calls to Congress, it's got to be next week, especially to the House of Representatives.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what scares me even more is the fact that we have a dual assault here. We have the ADL openly now pushing this criminalization of speech, and we have the Bush administration doing the same thing under the guise of the war on terror, so that if I speak out against the government, now I'm suddenly in league with this Al-Qaeda so-called conspiracy. And you may be, and others who criticize the government now are no longer dissidents protected by free speech statutes in the Constitution. But now we are messengers of this alleged campaign on the part of Osama bin Laden to in effect, take over America. So, you see, we're getting it from all directions, from the Bush administration and from the ADL, working in different aspects, but essentially, Ted, doing the same thing and conditioning the American people to think that speech is now an act of terror, dissent of the government is now an act of terror, and conditioning us to accept this type of tyranny.
That's right. And, you know, we are fighting these laws because these hate laws, because up in Canada, the hate laws mean banning free speech on the Internet. And the Internet is the lifeline of far-right alternative talk radio. It's our lifeline in getting unique, vital truth out to the inhabitants of the whole world. And what we're concerned about is the possibility that the privileges of Internet might be taken away from us, number one, by legislation, and another, by cyber terrorism against individual websites.
Mm-hmm.
And at truthtellers.org this weekend, we had an example of that. We were hacked Sunday morning. We were off of the air, off of the Internet. We called our servers and found that someone, through some mechanism, had been able to decipher our password,
mm-hmm.
scrambled everything up,
mm-hmm.
and so we managed to get the website back on by the afternoon. It was on for a few minutes, and then the hackers took that down again. And only this morning, about 10:30 this morning, have we finally been back on the air. But this is our first example of a cyber attack on truthtellers.org, and we probably should apologize for not being on the air for 24 hours. But it's a reminder to us of how precious this window of opportunity is for us to speak to the nation and speak to the whole world with free speech on the Internet. I should remind people that nothing is copyrighted on truthtellers.org. Probably they should just take as much of it off as they want and put it in their own archives, because what we may be seeing is that the capacities of the ADL, and especially I should remind you that ADL has a huge organization in Europe called the International Network Against Cyber Hate, which is building and bringing in all legal experts, cyber experts. All those people are working. If they can't get the laws passed, they want to develop such sophisticated hacking technology that they can knock Republic out, they can knock truth tellers out, they can knock us all out, just like a shooting gallery.
All right, you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, to what we're saying, and you're hearing it here on RBN. We're going to take your calls when we come back from the next break. We do have Ted Pike and, yes, Ted's niece, Harmony Grant, and we're going to let her do a little bit more speaking in the next hour as we continue when we come back. Our number is 800-313-9444. You better do that now. Call now before they start jamming the lines. Goodness knows what they'll do to try to get this message from getting out. That is what we are dealing with. We're dealing with powers and principalities and spiritual darkness that is headquartered, really, in Satan's domain. So make no mistake about it. We are bringing the truth. We're telling the truth. And as truth tellers, we need to commit to action. That is what is most frightening of all to the enemy, is action based on fact. All right, we'll be back with Doug first up and your calls when we return right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, okay. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard the scoop. Yeah, you've heard it many times. You're probably sick of hearing it. And I'll tell you, you better realize that's how important it is. It's important to understand that this is a serious war taking place. It's not something that we can just sit down, take a nap here and there, and just rest along the road. No, eternal vigilance is the price that we have to pay if we are to keep our freedom. Let's take a call first from Doug in Texas. Hello, you're on with Ted and Harmony, Doug.
Hi, Ray.
Yes.
Ted, Harmony, and everybody. What do you mean keep our liberty? That's addressed to you, Rick.
What do you mean keep our liberty? Why, you're saying we don't have any liberty left?
Well, as long as you go get a driver's license and pay your income tax and do this and that and the other, you can buy a little bit of time out of jail, I guess. But.
Well, do you do those things? You pay taxes and do you have a driver's license?
Well, my house isn't. No, I don't.
Good for
I
you.
Don't.
Well, all right.
I can't even rent a tool at Home Depot. I show my license that expired in 2005, and they say, well, this is expired. And I said, well, see my picture? It hadn't my identity hadn't expired. My privilege expired when I learned that I wasn't driving and this and that and
other. All right, anyway, the point you're trying to make is what, that we've already lost all of our liberties?
Well, not all of them.
Just most.
Yeah, most of them.
So what are we going to do about it?
Well, I drive around well-armed and unregistered and no driver's license and this and that and other. In other words, I dropped out of their game.
All right.
Doug, let me ask you a question. Do you have a telephone?
Yeah.
Well, have you used that telephone to call the toll-free numbers to Congress right now and protest to the House of Representatives, specifically your member of the House of Representatives from your district,
right,
concerning these hate bills? Have you made those calls?
No, I don't have a member that represents me in my district. I call the member of Congress that represents me as Ron Paul.
Yeah, I know it, but your member from your district should be hearing from you, because you're not a constituent of Ron Paul's, I don't believe, are you? You have the power, Doug, believe it or not, you and a lot of other good Texans have the power, if there's enough of you, to vote your member of the House of Representatives out of office next time around. And with him goes probably 10 to 18 influential legislative aides. Now, if you come to truthtellers.org, you'll find we have the names of your member of the House. We have all those influential legislative aides, and they need to get these brochures about the hate bills. And they've never heard it this way. All they've got ever had is ADL propaganda. Now, there's an old saying, an old cliche that says, it's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Yes, we have lost a lot of our rights, and we could lose a lot more, a huge amount, if this hate bill passed. But we still do have a great deal of freedom here in the United States compared to some parts of the world, and we have to keep lighting these candles, you know. You've got that telephone there. Don't pick up your gun, Doug. You pick up that telephone and call your member of the House tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much. Although some phones now have guns in them, I guess. All right. We'll be back in just 1 minute with hour number two of the program tonight. Ted Pike and Harmony Grant. We're going to take more calls and get right to the point, ladies and gentlemen. The point is, you are losing your freedom. Be right back with more Rick Adams. Stay tuned. It's true.